everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Higher Education, the show where me and three of my friends watch college and coming-of-age movies, and we discuss them, we score them on their accuracy. Most of them are horrible. This one we watched today is especially horrible. With me, as always,
Mason Dowd,
Adam Chaplin,
Owen Belfier, and I thought this podcast was about Transformers.
Oh, I love you.
And I am Jake.
Fuck me, you guys. You know what?
No. To piggyback off of the Transformers bit, last week at the end of the episode, we were like, haha, let's watch Transformers 2 next week. And we were like, oh, we'll see, you know. We should have watched Transformers
2. No shit.
Like, 100% should have watched it. I made a Twitter poll to decide which movie we should watch.
You didn't put it on.
No. But of the movie, we watched The Kissing Booth. Fuck everyone who voted in this.
You know what, Twitter? You know what, Twitter? You can suck my dick. Because you know what you did?
Thank you. You know what, Owen? Yeah, sure. Why not?
You know what? They showed this movie at Guantanamo Bay after waterboarding didn't work.
Jesus Christ, Owen. What the hell did you just say?
This movie is actually how they located Bin Laden.
I can't, you guys. I don't know.
It was horrible, though. It was really bad. It was actually, like, hard to watch. And there's a sequel. And there's a third one coming.
How? Okay. All right, Jake, I wanna know this. It fucking behooves me. It behooves me that someone watched this and said, you know what we need? A sequel.
Oh, Owen, you don't know this, but the author said that. And you know how old the author is of this book? Because this was a book before it was a movie.
What?
Oh, yeah. This was Let's get into the book. Hang on. It was a novel.
The author was 15 years old.
Hang on.
No wonder it's so shit.
He was 15 years old.
Hang on.
And it was a girl.
Let's be very clear here. This was not a book like a novel. This was not Game of Thrones. This was not Harry Potter. The book was published to the website Wattpad, which
Wait,
is
really?
Like for like fan fiction and
I had
shit.
A fan fiction written about me on Wattpad.
I'm actually
Go into it, Mason. Yeah, what was it about? No. If you're going to sidetrack the podcast, now you have to entertain the people with what it was about.
Fine, piece of shit. It's one of, you know how like on Wattpad, it's like the dumb stories of like falling in love, whatnot?
Can't say I've ever been on Wattpad.
Nope, never been on there, Mason. Never been on there.
This is a girl who, it happened whenever I was in eighth grade.
Eighth grade?
Jake, it's not who you're thinking. It was some random girl that I didn't even
know.
It's worse. I had like two conversations with her. I'll tell you after.
Just say it aloud and I'll bleep it.
I forget her last name.
Just say the first.
No, you can't say that.
Bleep
it. So it was a.
It was a.
I love her last name.
So it was. Her name was.
But you need to start bleeping these names, like, quick, Jake.
What do you mean? I bleep them after the fact. They're going to be – it's an editing process. I can't pause the Zoom call.
I understand how bleeping – I'm going to –
Jake, no, Jake, Mason wants you to bleep them in person. He wants you to just be like, bleep.
Bleep. It's not going to cut it out. You're still going to hear their name.
Oh, my God.
Hear you say the name – the people listening to it. Do you understand how
it would be harder for them to hear it?
Do you understand how microphones work, Mason?
My head hurts. This movie hurt me.
What
anyways,
was her name?
Her name, I forget her last name.
That's why I'm asking you to look up the
anyways, name. She wrote a stupid fan fiction about meeting me, like, I forget where, but she just described me as having blonde hair and blue eyes and then went on. She said
you
my name at the end. I know I don't, but I did.
It's dirty blonde. It's dirty blonde. Let's be fair. Let's be fair.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
So this move.
I had like two conversations with her, and when I didn't acknowledge her existence after the Wattpad thing came out, she left the school district and said it was because of me. Wow.
Oof. What the fuck
is that? Right.
You don't believe
Mason,
that?
Mason, you're a bad dude. Mason's a bad dude.
Right?
You guys really think that he is that much of a heartthrob?
I am not. That's what's weird about
like,
it.
Like, look, Mason. And everything, but
you're giving
like,
yourself too much Mason, credit.
I'm
going to
show you this girl who left the school district at that age, and you'll remember her.
Will we?
So this movie, right? This movie sucked.
Yeah, Adam, explain the plot of the movie. Just do it fast so the people. So
hold on. There's a couple things.
Her best friend named Lee. His name's Lee.
They're
right?
born on the same day.
Born on the same day. Her mother
They're
died.
They're perfect for each other.
So
her mother died.
They're best friends.
But don't worry, she's in love with her brother. Anyway, they have a bunch of rules. They go over the rules in the movie.
Adam. You just said she's in love with her brother.
Yeah.
With his brother, although they are kind of a surrogate family.
Yeah, so
technically, she likes the brother.
I wasn't wrong. Anyway, a bunch of different sexual things. She eventually mates out with the.
They have a kissing booth.
They have a kissing booth.
Which makes no sense because they go like.
It's one scene. Nobody cares. They're raising money for something that they don't talk about. Probably the prom, but they never mention it. Anyway, she kisses the guy.
It was this girl,
his
Jake.
Brother named Flynn. Then they fuck on the Hollywood sign, which is completely impossible.
Is
then the brother eventually finds out. They get in a fight. They go to prom. They make up over a dance. Then they go to prom. The brother comes back. She can't decide who she really loves. Then it's their birthday. It's Halloween, which is their birthday day. They do a Halloween birthday party. Turns out the person under the mask was Flynn, the guy she liked a lot. And then they fuck again. And then he leaves for college, which he got into Harvard.
That's yeah, he got into Harvard. Let's talk about that. I went to the
scholarship.
Hold on. Before everybody, I need to say some things about the wealth in this movie. If you're going to create a movie with relatable characters, how about don't make them all fucking one percenters whose fathers are all probably hedge fund managers sniffing cocaine off each other's balls?
Dude, this
he's
doing a bit. Oh, and you gotta remember, you gotta announce your bits.
Oh, because Mason can't follow.
This movie made me a communist.
I will walk out.
Like, this
Mason
movie proved that Karl Marx was right. And
really?
That super wealthy just don't deserve to live, quite frankly. And we should Frankenstein Lenin's corpse, and then maybe we'll finally have some progress as a society.
They go to a private school. Can we talk about the uniform?
If Mao Zedong woke up, everything would be okay. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God, Jake.
His body preserved. His brain is probably preserved enough. If we shock him with enough electricity, maybe he'll get up. That's all.
Guys, remember when this podcast was about high school movies?
If you show screenshots of this movie, it looks like a porn. Like, honestly.
No, well there's that one scene.
Wait,
we gotta talk. Go ahead, Jake.
I was going to say, I think it probably was the thing you were thinking. Let's start with, like, the blatant sexual assault at the beginning of the movie.
That was not what I was thinking about.
Oh.
What I was going to talk about, Jake.
She ripped her pants and she had to wear her skirt. But then they give her a dress code violation. That doesn't make sense. Why did she get a dress code violation?
Because her shorts were super.
That's your issue with this movie?
No, my issue with this movie is that it's absolutely unwatchable, and it is just an absolute clusterfuck of an abomination of. So,
like,
she's walking in the skirt. She's walking in the skirt, and a guy comes up and gives her a slap on the on the
bum, and she says her bum.
Yeah, she calls it her. What did she call it?
A bum tap.
No, yeah. She's called it something even dumber, but I don't remember what it was.
Don't touch my lady bum.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But then the older brother character, Noah, gets in a fight with him. And Noah's always getting in fights in this fucking movie. He's got anger issues, dude.
Noah's the brother of Lee, who she falls in love with, who looks like a date rapist. Then there's the scene. Okay, so Noah fights this dude. They both get in trouble. all of them are in the office, and then there's this scene where she's sitting down with Noah, and Noah looks at her and tells her that she was asking for it.
Wearing a skirt like that is asking for it.
Which almost makes it worse than college.
Honestly, no.
Keep in mind, this guy is the protagonist. This guy is the protagonist.
He's not the protagonist. He's a main character.
He's really like kind of like the Hermione Granger of this movie.
The Hermione Granger?
He's like there's a trio. She's the Harry, right?
But they're not a trio.
What? Like if she was the Harry, then it'd be two brothers fucking one another.
Nuh-uh, shut up. There's a trio of characters.
They're not a trio.
Shut up.
This is a love triangle. It's different.
And the
principal was Dobby.
Ron wasn't a love triangle.
Harry wasn't trying to fuck Ron and Hermione either.
No, but Ron and Harry were best friends.
They had sexual tension. Jake's right.
Harry was.
Then Lee would be Harry, and she would be Ron.
Harry and Ron were not fighting over Hermione.
Lee is Ron because Harry and Hermione were kind of the thing at first, but she's obviously going to end up with Lee in the next one. Like, it's so obvious.
Then she's Hermione.
Not. I didn't break it to you, but that's not
you said. A bad analogy.
I told you it was a bad analogy. You're the one who kept going with it.
Our poor listeners.
This wasn't a bit. This is Jake being dumb.
This is actually fucking awful, though. Like, I
my brain is mush.
On every movie we've watched so far, even the ones that have been fun and enjoyable, have been bad. You know, I guess Animal House kind of counts. We've yet to watch, like, a genuinely good movie.
American Pie 2 is pretty good.
No, but, like, general American, it's dumb.
Yeah, I get you.
I mean, like, a Lady Bird, a Rushmore. So I'm proposing...
Yes.
A punch.
You talked to me about this. Yeah.
Every 10 episodes, we get to watch something that's not fucking horrible.
To put this in perspective, about 20 minutes into the movie, Jake turned to me and said, "Punch me in the face so I can feel something."
Hold on. I have a whole slew of notes that I want to get through because I wrote down too many notes for this.
Just read your notes.
Read your notes.
Okay. All right, you know what, guys? We're going to try a new format this episode. We're going to go to Owen's notes corner where I'm just going to read some of the notes that I had and we'll talk about them. All right?
Listeners,
do you guys like understand the plot of the movie?
Most of you have seen this, right? Because this is new. You better have seen this.
Look, if you're listening and you're lost, just look up the plot.
Just read it. Don't actually watch it.
Do not watch this movie.
Did you guys walk through the plot?
No, we waited for you to talk your mom.
I already kind
of. Sorry. So basically, what happens in this movie
Adam
is this girl
already.
She loses her mom. She has this best friend. Her and her best friend need to create a kissing booth to get fundraisers for the school's prom.
Yeah.
They eventually are successful. However, she has feelings for Lee, her best friend's brother, and then those feelings turn into a relationship with that brother. And once Lee figures out about her and his brother's relationship, he gets very upset, which makes her upset. Their friendship is fractured. At the end of the movie, their friendship comes back together. And eventually she figures out that she is in love with Lee's brother. And those two get together. That's the movie.
Which is weird.
That's the movie. Sounds good. Which sounds surprisingly good when I just say it like that.
No, it doesn't.
Shut up.
No.
You're wrong.
No part of this movie could be good. From every fundamental level, this movie is bad. There is no fucking, like, you know, like, with a good director and a better writing staff behind it, the premise could be good. No, the premise is inherently fucking stupid. And not in a fun fucking stupid way, like The Room or like fucking like Sharknado. Or even like some of the more like Palm Springs, like the premise of that was kind of dumb, but it was like a really good movie because it embraced the stupidity of itself. This movie is just so. It's the equivalency of the meme of Steve Buscemi going, "How do you do, fellow kids?
How do you do, fellow kids?"
Anyway, it's time for Owen's note nook. Jake, we should edit in sound. I should get my own little sound cue.
Welcome. Fucking
okay.
Every week we're supposed to take notes, but no one ever does except for Owen. Now it's time for him to read through those notes. It's Owen's Note Nook.
It's time for Owen's Note Nook.
Welcome one, welcome all to Owen's Note Nook. Come in and learn what my psyche is. One of my first notes is this movie's trying to be an indie movie, and it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, for sure. It's like a Disney Channel original for people who grew out of the Disney Channel original.
Exactly.
And then a lot of my notes is about Tuppen. Tuppen is the guy who sexually assaults her, and it's not like casual sexual assault.
What do you mean casual?
He would have gotten expelled.
Like it's like legitimately
should have. You know what I mean?
Not that any sexual assault is okay, but it's just
people who did that stuff
so blatant.
Get expelled.
It's just so blatant. Also, she has this line where she goes, "I got my period finally." Like she was waiting
but
for.
That shit's for like young, not young girls, but that shit's for like 14-year-old girls who. I don't know. I don't think that shit like that, I don't think we can really comment on because we never went through like, and that's kind of the issue with this movie is that as for, you know, white dudes, we can't really relate to her character.
Yeah.
So we
also eventually say later that she had to take like a hormone or something.
I don't think that we can like speak to the accuracy of her coming of age. So
sure.
We have to apologize for that, but we can speak for the brothers.
Sure, sure. The two douchebag brothers.
They're both horrible, dude.
Okay, and then there's this line in the movie where someone is talking about how dreamy this guy is, and then she says, "I want to have babies with Noah." And it's such a crazy – it's such – it's like what
yeah,
like an 8-year-old would say to
she
their
wanted
crush.
To have she wanted to have babies with him, though. Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Knock her
That's insane.
Owen,
no one says that. That's
I disagree.
Insane. What?
I definitely
I
heard
disagree.
Women say that in high school.
I've heard it before.
There's
me
no
and
way.
I've heard that in high school.
I cannot hear.
There were
That's
some girls that
thing.
We knew, right, Adam, that have
call,
said that about other
I'm
people
call,
we know.
Let's call. What's a girl we know that we have that question to? Let's call her.
You're going to call.
I have.
I can't ask my girlfriend.
Are we going to bleep
what's
this
she
out?
Gonna say?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how
yeah,
to respond to that question.
People did right? Probably.
Oh, people said that about
Hello?
Yeah?
Hey, we're
You're on the podcast.
Yeah, here's the deal, right? Owen's here. We watched The Kissing Booth, right? And one of the characters said that they wanted to have one of the other characters' babies. And Owen says that's an unrealistic line. Would you say that that is an unrealistic line for a girl to say?
In high school.
No.
What?
You're right. It's something somebody would say, right?
Yeah, no, Owen, I've said that before. I've said it 2 minutes.
I know you've said that before.
What? You've never? My mind is blown.
Stop. All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Anyway, so
pick him up on the couch because his barking's.
Oh, and throughout the movie, Jake's dog was trying to red
yeah,
rocket
Obi,
us.
Yeah, Obi kept humping at him.
Not just me.
Hey, it happened to me too.
He didn't hump me because he loves me and respects our boundaries.
Obi,
yeah.
get him, Obi.
Stop encouraging him.
Anyway, this movie, I also wrote this down, is so, like, how they dress the characters is, like, so stereotypical. It's like someone never watched
like
a real high school movie.
Their school uniforms are not school uniforms.
Dude,
yes, but
always, all the main characters always had their ties super loose and the top button on.
It was so annoying.
Like
it was like
porn parody.
Like, I'm not...
You know what? It makes so much sense. It makes so much sense that this was a fan fiction. Like, Because that's kind of what it felt like. The
movie was written by a 15-year-old girl who had a crush on her guy best friend's older brother.
Yeah.
But then when she wrote the next two, she realized, oh, wait, I actually like my guy best friend. And the older brother can't be mine, you know?
Damn. Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, no wonder it was so ridiculous.
Look, I don't know what's going to happen in the second one. You mean to tell me that in the third movie, he and the younger brother and her don't get together?
You're probably right.
It's not out yet. You don't know, Adam. I know you read the plot summary for the sequel because you don't love the surprise. You probably look up the Marvel post-credit scenes before you go and see the movie.
I don't, but
you probably do.
Those movies are always good.
This movie's anyway. Good. There's also this one scene that I wrote about where she's in the men's bathroom with her shirt off.
Yeah, she goes into the locker.
And it looks like a Pornhub depiction.
Explain the scene. Explain the entire scene.
So her and Lee are throwing paint on one another for God fucking knows why. I mean, they're having fun or whatever. Yeah. And she's like, oh, I got to get all this paint off me. I'm going to run into the bathroom. And when she runs into the bathroom, she runs into the wrong bathroom.
Oh, boy. And classic comedy.
And when she runs into the bathroom, there's this one scene where it's her and the entire locker room worth of guys in the background. And it just looks like something that you would see in a naughty video.
And the older brother is like, you have to leave now. And she's like, you can't tell me what to do. Like, yeah, he fucking can tell you what to do. You're in the guy's locker room.
I told you before, stop messing around.
I'll leave when I want to. You're not the boss of me, Noah.
So then,
and then all the guys are gawking. They're like being real assholes about it.
So then she starts to do like,
off?
Yeah, she does. She does a striptease.
Okay, but she doesn't do a striptease. She just takes a lap.
Yeah, she's just like, she's doing like the pumping out her chest, and all the guys are like, woo, woo, we just landed on the moon, baby. And I shit you not. There's a button, and there's no way that Netflix producers saw this. But there, it's just like 30 extras, and it's panning around the locker room. And one of them, like, the bottom half of their body is covered by, like, the stall door. But he's literally fucking jacking off. Just like, you see his arm flying. It's literally like a blink and you'll miss thing. And there's no way that the Netflix producers saw that. But he's literally just fucking beating off.
I'll give it credit. That's realistic in a boy's locker room.
I don't know, man.
Jake, you're going to have to bleep this name. We had Jim with
cities.
And yes, he used to do that in the locker room. And yes, we both were there.
Yeah, but there was never a girl in the locker room.
Okay, and then they...
Horrible, just like all the other scenes.
Oh, we like
there. There is one character that I like. And I think we all can agree, there's one running joke.
Yearbook!
Where there's a guy who takes pictures for the yearbook with his phone. At like guys, all the big events of the movie.
I think we need to take some time and wax poetic about Yearbook Guy.
What?
This movie was the Nine Hells, and the Yearbook Guy was that one angelic figure coming to save us.
Isn't that good though? Because he literally like took
okay, the guy but it was just like anytime Yearbook Guy was there, no, it was okay, a glimmer of hope.
Saying yearbook is kind of
that was the greatest part.
He says yearbook picture, yearbook, and then he takes the picture.
Yearbook.
That's it. And
in any other movie,
joke, I love it. It's this whole
in thing. Any other movie, Jake would say that he liked that joke, and then I would shoot him down.
Holy shit, wait. Is this the first drama we've watched?
Drama?
This is a very different movie than everything.
This wasn't supposed to be a comedy.
I don't know. Do you think Road Trip, I guess.
What?
Nothing. No, no, you're right. I was like, could you define Road Trip as a drama? No.
I mean, a little bit.
No, it's not. It's a comedy.
He was doing
a
bit.
It's not a drama.
Jake, he forgot to tell us, but he was doing a bit.
It's not a drama at all.
No, I wasn't doing a bit. See, this is – I wasn't doing a bit. I was actually thinking, I'm an idiot. This is why we got to tell Mason.
I know who this is for. It's 13-year-old girls, but And that's not kind of even. The issue with this movie is that, and this is why I think this
why are they pandering sex to 13-year-old audience?
Because that's our, that's the society. Because
that's a 13-year-old audience.
That's the media, that's the media scape. I hate to say it, but that's the world we live in.
Jake, is what is this the Joe Rogan podcast?
Shut up, Owen.
I'm sure a bunch of people want to hear this.
No, because you know, college is ultimately, I think, it's shitty, but it's harmless because it's been completely.
It's not forgotten. Harmless.
Yeah, but and it's no one forgotten. Saw it. No one saw it, so it is harmless. No one saw it, Owen. It flopped at the box office. It ruined Drake Bell's career. Nobody thought college. It was like, I want to act like that. That's how life should be. But this movie was very popular on
Netflix.
You make
a good point.
With who? I want to see the demographics.
We know the demographics.
Everybody was like, this movie's so good. I love the characters.
If you watch this movie and genuinely enjoy it, then the fucking cocaine you're doing at WVU has fried your brain, dude. Because it's horrible.
You gotta, Jake, you gotta edit that out. You gotta edit that out.
Absolutely not. Oh, we all know that the WVU kids do coke.
Dude, that's not a secret. Come
on. If you're from WVU, you know.
We all know it, right? If you're listening to this and you didn't know that and you're surprised, like,
where have you been?
You're either like
super clueless about everything,
or you're on the coke and you forgot.
So the kiss, let's talk about like the actual kissing booth.
Oh yeah, there's a kissing booth.
Freaking dog.
Why was the movie called Kissing Booth?
Oh wait,
Because there was a kissing booth.
The reason that her and the older brother kiss is so fucking stupid. There's a nerdy character in line, and he's next up. And the girls in the kissing booth have blindfolds on, and the girl comes back and is like, "OMG, bestie, you know."
I can't kiss that.
I can't kiss him because he's my ex. So you need to go out there. She's like, "All right, I'll do it."
We're not making fun of the vernacular. That was the legitimate writing.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah.
Like that
that's literally how they called the friend group, actually. The OMG girls. It was literally like, "OMG, you guys are so crazy. OMG, sis, what?" You're crazy. You know what I mean?
It hurts hearing you do that.
Just the dumbass fucking, like, the most cliche characters imaginable. It's like the producers saw Mean Girls and were like, let's do that.
No, Adam said it right into the Heathers.
Yeah, it was
Heathers. Yeah, no, you're right. It was more like Heathers.
I'm defending Adam.
If Heathers was dog shit.
What?
I said if Heathers was dog shit.
I mean, you're right.
Heathers is actually good.
I like Heathers.
That's what I'm saying. If
Christian
Heathers was dog shit.
Slater, baby!
He's pretty cute.
Who?
Christian Slater. The king.
Who is that?
He's in Heathers.
He's the guy.
How
are you one of the hosts of a podcast of coming of age movies, but you don't know who Christian Slater
is? Yeah, he's in Heathers, Pump Up the Volume, a lot of high school
movie. I've seen Heathers.
He plays himself, but he's a CIA agent and archer. Like, come on.
In fact, Jake, you saying CIA reminds me.
Yeah.
You and I were the PCI.
The police aren't coming out for this one.
It's the PCIA. CIA, motherfucker.
All right. What is it? Agent Owen? Is that what it would be? Agent Owen, please enlighten us about
it. It'd be Agent Belfiore.
Agent Belfiore, please.
Enlighten us.
So, no. Like, if I'm being serious here for a second, this movie is full of, like, so, like, I think something that we have overlooked is, like, how misogynistic and how weak of a character this movie portrays. Like, it's a weak female character, and then all the male characters are very misogynistic.
Absolutely. It takes it
to the point where it's kind of like it almost feels like it was made, shouldn't have been made in the 2000s.
No, it's normalizing the things that are normalized in like places that we grew up that should not be normalized.
It sucks.
And it's normalizing for the appear the demographic of this movie, and that's the absolute problem with it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Hey guys, this is so off topic, but I just saw it in my notes, and I have to say it. What the fuck was with Flynn's jackets?
He was always wearing a leather jacket.
Stereotyping the bad boy.
Yeah, he's the bad boy.
How did he get into Harvard? He was dumb as shit.
Because he played football.
Just because he wasn't good at it, though, they make it a point that he's not like the main football guy of the school.
He wasn't. Harvard still needs people to get to football. And since he wasn't that good, Harvard, then sure, we'll pick you up.
No.
That's not fair. Adam, stop.
You still need to be smart.
Hey, guys. What? By the way, talking about football, there was this one time at football camp.
Shut up.
No, bad joke.
Okay, we need to acknowledge that Noah Flynn is an abusive boyfriend, and I don't like
him. He is, man. I kept waiting for him to hit her.
He forced this girl into loving him.
Guys, wait, what's the line? Get in the fucking car.
Yeah! He screams at her and, like, pounces his fist.
He just yells at some guy for telling her what to do, and then he screams at her to do
it. I find it very weird that his whole thing was he had a motorcycle, and his younger brother's thing was that he was into classic cars. Like, it's weird that they both have a vehicle.
Don't worry, though. His rich parents get that.
Yeah.
How about the scene where Shion was jumping on the trampoline and it was clearly awkward CGI from the window?
There was so much awkward CGI.
How about any scene where they showed her shirtless?
She is, dude, for a character who is supposed to be 17, she is shirtless for so much of this. I mean, she has a bra.
I wrote this down. They really glorify, like, her body way too much. Like, for a movie that's supposed to be coming of age, it's very much like...
She's supposed to be... The pitch for this from Netflix, in quotes, is that she's a strong female character. You know, she doesn't need a guy to tell her what to do. But ultimately, she's incredibly weak, who every action that she does in this movie is determined by the actions of the men around her. And she is at their beck and call at the end of the day. Even through the end of the movie, she fails in any way to become her own sense of individual and just takes up after the older brother and more or less lays it all out there for him. It's actually disturbing to me that younger girls are, and I don't like to do that shit, you know, when we watch these movies to be like, oh, you know, all the women in this movie that had got shirtless, or all the girls who saw this and, you know, would have been, this is actually like the girls watching this are young, formative girls who will see this shit and just be like, oh fuck, I'm at the beck and call of an older guy. I should go for the older guy instead of the guy who actually cares about me in my grade.
Whoa, Jake.
Jake is
be careful before you start entering like nice guy territory.
Yeah, you're about to get simpy.
Yeah, you
I think the point. In the eye and tell her that the right match for her was not Lee.
I don't think
Jake, the characters were good enough for me to be like, I want them to be together.
One of the last scenes of the movie is them, they're both like, I love you, and I always will love
like
you.
Like a friend love, like Adam.
It was clearly
Mason.
It was
Mason,
written romantic.
I love you.
What's up, Ellen?
I love you.
Dude, piss off.
No, it wasn't like that. It was not. Adam. She was in tears. Adam. The way she said it, made the way that they both said it. You know what they were setting up. You know what they were doing with that. Don't pay me as a simp, Mason. Don't pay me as a nice guy, Owen, for understanding the movie. I love you too, but it wasn't like that. It was
Jake.
I love you.
Jake, I love you.
I will always love you.
Jake, getting real here, I love you.
So this reminds me of this movie.
Oh my god.
This movie reminded me of there was this school, and I think it was in Florida probably, because all the dumb shit like this happens in Florida. But like for a prank, because this movie is all about a kissing booth with blindfolds, right?
Yeah.
For a prank.
Even take off a blindfold five times.
We'll get to that. Day. We'll talk about that. There was a school, there was a high school that for a pep rally, the prank was they lined a bunch of like the seniors from all the clubs up and put blindfolds on them and told them they were all gonna like kiss a random student.
Oh, fucking,
which is, hang on, which is like a harmless prank, you know, except the people kissing them wasn't other students, it was their parents.
Ew.
And there's like one guy who like literally like made out with his mom.
Yeah, it's because some of them are quick pecks, but one guy is literally fucking making out with his parents. It's all
that's an awful
it's
prank.
All on, yeah, I know fuck. It's an awful prank.
To be fair, this was supposed to be a joke. But when it went viral on YouTube, some people didn't find it the least bit funny.
And the principal, in an interview, the principal was like, you know, it was
you can't even get it out.
It was, you know, it was a harmless prank that got out of hand. What the fuck do you mean it got out of hand? It went exactly as planned. The kids made out with their parents in front of their whole school.
He's like just
jerking off under the table. He's in the fucking interview with the newscasters, and he's like, I'm so sorry. I have no idea how this could have happened.
What you see on the internet, sometimes you see just portions of what's really happen, and it can lead you to think a certain way.
He's that one guy in the he's that one extra in the locker room scene of this movie.
So yeah, that was. Oh, there is an interesting discussion to have. Let's. There's not really. Is there anything else to talk about?
No, this movie's done.
One thing. I have one more thing. I had something in my notes that I thought we needed to talk about, which is the idea that like this movie doesn't have conflict in it. There's no conflict. Like,
yeah,
and
no,
the conflict.
It's a stupid conflict, but there's
a
conflict.
It's really bad.
But what I'm trying to get at is like, at the end of the movie, the way that they were acting was like, they just lost their like child, whereas it was literally just like, if you figured out that your best friend was dating your sibling, I'd be like, oh, that's kind of weird, but I wouldn't like I wouldn't cry. at all.
He loved her. No, he loved her.
There was no. Then how come they never had? He had a girlfriend. He had a girl. By the way, we didn't talk about this. We didn't talk about this. But he has a girlfriend who I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, he has a girlfriend.
Lee gets a girlfriend who I'm pretty sure goes nameless.
For her?
Yeah.
The sequel has a third guy for her?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You know what the main plot point is?
What?
Dancing. On that stupid machine. Not the kissing booth. The dancing machine.
Blow my fucking brains.
However, the kissing booth does make a return.
I don't want to see it.
There's one more scene.
We'll watch the movie. We will watch the sequel.
You know what? I'm going to say it, and I hate to say it. I know it's going to pain everyone. Let's just do it for the next one. Let's get it out of the way.
I agree.
Because otherwise, it's like a cloud on the horizon.
We should space it out.
No. And I want to get it over with. It's gonna bother me that we haven't watched it.
Jake, I also had in my notes, there was an under the bed trope that you love so much.
Oh, it was. Yeah, they go in the. Oh.
She's hiding under the bed whenever they someone walks in. Her brother walks. No, the mom walks in.
Jack off material, and she was like, oh.
Honestly, wasn't paying attention enough. Did not pay attention.
Jake,
to this movie.
You walked out of the room for a couple seconds.
I left so.
Whenever they were doing the scene. Where he was like, I'm going to, he's like, I got into an Ivy League school. And she's like, which one? And he's like, Harvard. And she's like, whoa, you walked out of the room. And you're like, oh, what happened while I was gone? And me and Adam were like, oh, he got into Harvard.
I thought you guys were fucking.
First words, is this a bit?
I thought it was a bit. So what I wanted to say, there's two conversations. One's just an observation. Oh, and you asked why there are three of these. And it's ultimately because they're really cheap to make. And for a streaming service like Netflix to turn a profit, which they never actually turn a profit. They're always losing money because, you know, good companies don't actually turn a profit, in quotes, because they're always expanding.
Who said Netflix is a good company?
What the fuck was that? Yeah, go
so
ahead.
Like Disney Plus is getting Mulan. And
not watching that one.
And it's going to cost $30 to stream it because otherwise Disney will lose money on it.
Right.
And Mulan had to cost like $100 million to make. Well, I'm gonna look up the budget for this movie. You guys get what I'm getting at,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Like,
no.
They need
which
for no.
If you have Disney Plus, you still have to pay for
it. Yeah, you still have to pay $30.
The production?
Because I'm not going to support it.
The production budget for this movie had to have been terrible. Like, there's a scene where they're using fake money.
Wait,
yeah,
wait,
yeah. They're using, it's supposed to be real money. During the titular kissing booth scene. Also, the end of the movie, the last line of the movie is,
and it all
happened because of a kissing booth. Fuck you.
Let's go.
Oh, and another thing, this is a new rule for our rule book. Don't play Don't You Forget About Me. It's an American
Pie. Oh, my God.
It's in this one. You're not the Breakfast Club.
Oh, my God. We haven't done the Breakfast Club, you guys.
What?
We do have to do the Breakfast
Club. We will. Yeah, that was obvious. This movie is the first movie we've watched that's set after 2016, which in based off of the ages of these characters, because it's set like in the movie itself is set in the spring of 2017. So realistically, a lot of the characters could have voted in the 2016 election, or at the very least had a political opinion. So let's just do a lightning round. Who did Elle support? Elle is a never Trump Republican for sure.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Elle
voted
really
Gary Johnson.
No, Elle is really into like Nikki Haley, you know, and like
Noah's a Trump
like,
supporter.
Noah voted.
Yeah, Noah probably smokes pot. So
nah, he doesn't smoke.
No,
there was
Noah.
Wait, which one's Noah? Oh, him. Yeah, Noah's the brother.
Noah voted for Trump, right? The younger
but it was
brother,
for fiscal reasons. It was
yeah,
for
exactly.
fiscal reasons.
But the younger
he doesn't,
brother,
Noah doesn't respect Trump,
but
he also
he,
doesn't want
like,
his tax.
He's got the best plan for the economy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Lee, who's Noah's younger brother, they definitely go at it because Lee wasn't old enough to vote, but she or fuck, but he. supported Hillary like all the way, and so they go at it for that because he's like sensitive.
Fuck,
hang on, Elle's dad 100% voted for Trump,
absolutely,
and proudly did. He has the flag. He's on the QAnon website. He is. Just look at that. For those of you listening at home, Google Elle's dad, the kissing booth, and you find me and look me in the eye and tell me that man voted for Hillary Clinton and I'll fucking, if you can say that without cracking a smirk, I won't give you anything, but I'll be impressed.
Elle's dad is definitely like a Hannity guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Elle's, no. Noah's mom, who's like the quirky, ditzy, Rachel.
No. Rachel's Lee's girlfriend.
Oh yeah, Rachel was a Bernie bro. Yeah.
Wait.
Rachel's
not. Wait. Hold on. I want to talk about Rachel because I didn't know her name.
I knew her name.
They said it.
Okay, I only know her name because I read this plot summary for the second.
Also, can we explain what happens to Lee at the kissing booth and why it's so ridiculous?
Yeah, Lee goes out impersonating his brother, and everyone's like, "That's not your brother. That's him." Because it's
and then a bunch of people get upset.
They're like, "I'm not kissing him. He's ugly."
But then Rachel is like, well, she's a good-looking guy. He's a Disney Channel star. Or he's a CW star.
He's a CW star.
But then
star,
Rachel is like, oh, I'm going to go up and kiss him. But then she takes his blindfold off and is like what you see? Like, the way she delivers it is such a flat line.
I hope you like what you see.
Well, the funny thing about Rachel, and you see it a lot in this, like, coming-of-age story where it's, like, they're trying to make her, like, relatable and nerdy, whereas it's like
she doesn't do anything. She's barely in the movie.
I read the second plot.
Is she in the second
she's
one?
She's like a main character.
You know what? Good.
Adam, don't.
I know. I agree. You shouldn't read ahead. We should all. We're on this journey together.
Fuck her, Adam.
Guys, I'm gonna say it. I think we should just power through and watch the second one.
Mason, hold on. Our listeners can't see this. Mason, what the fuck are you doing?
Owen, what is it?
What are you doing? What were you just doing? You were waving your hands like.
Oh, sorry. I was throwing my phone over back and forth.
He's fidgety. This movie was 20.
We had a wind down with some hot chocolate in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, you couldn't have any. You're at home.
The movie was 20 minutes longer than it needed to be.
I thought it had been an hour.
Hang on, let me look it up.
Next movie's like
how long is the next movie? Actually, you know what? It makes so much sense that this movie was fan fiction.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Everything it feels like fan fiction.
Absolutely right that this was going to go to the third movie.
Like all this
the
movie
next
need,
movie is two
all this
hours
movie needed was somebody saying senpai.
Wait, some what?
No, he's doing it. He said the last thing he needed. Anybody got any last minute thoughts on
what would you grade it, Jake?
F minus. I can't.
F minus.
Guys, we don't have to do this. We all give it an F minus, right?
You know, I don't know if Mason does.
I give it an F minus.
Yeah, F minus. Fuck
don't
it.
Don't succumb to peer pressure.
I'm not. I just. I was thinking about it. I'm like, is this as bad as college?
It's worse.
And I had the same feeling. I want to throw up during this movie. College is bad.
Not fun. Not dumb, but fun. Dumb, but trying to be fun. This movie is dumb, but pretending
to be fun. There was two moments in college where I giggled saying, ha, that's kind of funny.
And there was shit in college. College is, and I know Owen, Mr. fucking.
Let's
fucking
not mention college anymore.
PC fucking Gestapo or whatever you want to call it. The secret.
It went from PC to. It went from PC police to the PCIA to the PC Gestapo.
You're the police in Portland, dude. You're gonna be. College is not harmless. Somebody could see that. And it could hurt, but this movie is actually like genuinely harmful to society.
I wanted to mention one last scene before we wrap this up, real quick.
Go for it.
Oh, you're killing.
So there's this one scene where Elle and Flynn decide to have sex in a classroom. And
I was gonna mention that.
Videotaped.
Yeah, dude.
And all I could think of, is how funny it would be if Lee found out by watching
that.
The
would
tape.
That's what I was really
well,
wait, hoping would
and
happen.
And then to destroy the tape, she sets off a smoke bomb,
a stink bomb.
Yeah. There are stink bombs that just sell. This shit was like would get the fucking like. ATF.
School evacuated.
You know, the school would have evacuated. She gets a slap on the wrist, and in the principal's office, she steals the tape. Why would you fuck in a school classroom? Then the other thing is when they first do the safety dance with no pants, which by the way, the song Safety Dance is in this movie. They do it at the Hollywood sign. They drive up to the Hollywood sign. Which you cannot fucking do. Anyone who's ever been to the Hollywood sign knows how absolutely grueling and brutal that
was. I went last year.
And
you cannot drive up to the Hollywood sign.
It's horrible. It's not fun.
It's not fun. It was awful. I hated that.
Also, you're never going to get a cool picture because you can't get a picture of just you with the letters.
Yep.
It's an impossibility. It's much like the rest of LA. It is a dream perpetrated by movie. But then they sleep there, like on the ground with a blanket all night, which is they would get fucking kidnapped. And that's
all right.
Guys, I think the issue with this movie and we saw this with college where it's like when we're trying to make a podcast and the movie is so bad, it's like the it's so bad that you can't make fun of it. Like, it's...
No, I can make fun of it all I want, dude.
But you know what I mean? Like American Pie 2 was fun because we could, like, argue about it. And
it was a good movie. It's a good
movie.
They
were goofy.
But
at the end of the day...
Fuck you
at the end of the day,
we can't do Scott Pilgrim for the podcast. Okay, I want to do it for Valentine's Day.
No, well, Scott Pilgrim's not really like a college.
It's a coming of age movie. He's our age in the movie.
It's all about coming of age.
The problem that we said this already, but the problem with the movie isn't that it's a bad movie. The problem with the movie is that it's a bad movie and it's teaching other people to be really, really stupid.
Not to be dumb, but this movie definitely says a lot about society. That's it.
Okay, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan.
You should have watched Transformers 2.
I want to watch
guys,
it.
Guys, yeah, guys, just the other day.
Cool. Guys, just. New next week. Transformers 2 next week.
Hold on. My opinion of Shia LaBeouf changed completely because just last week I watched Peanut Butter Falcon and it was so good.
It's good.
It's good, yeah.
It's really such good. A good movie. Shia LaBeouf is a good. I don't know. It's not really a coming of age story.
We're watching Transformers.
No, we are not. We are not watching Transformers 2. We're not watching Transformers 2.
That has been it. That has been it for another episode of Pirate.
Jake, we didn't even ask them to follow or subscribe.
Thank you so much for listening.
Jake,
Owen's panting over there. We gotta
say, hey, please follow, subscribe, leave a review.
That's what I was doing.
You were doing it? I thought you were just going to end the thing. All right, whatever. Jake, do it. Do it. Jake, fucking do it.
Please, that's been it for another episode of Higher Education. Please like, please subscribe. Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. You can find our RSS feed to listen directly to if you want that. Hit me up for the link. Follow me on Twitter at George Whips. I post a lot of updates about the show. Last week I did a poll about which movie we should watch. I think I'm going to just do another poll for this week. That's it.
Tweet at us. If you leave a review, tweet at us, tell us that you left it there and you can recommend a movie and we'll most likely watch that movie.
We'll literally do it. I don't care.
This movie was so horrible and nothing pains me more than knowing that the sequel is 30 minutes longer.
Twitter. I want to speak to Twitter real quick. I want to speak to Twitter. Twitter, if you make us watch Kissing Booth 2 next week.
It's in the poll.
If you make us watch it next week, I swear to God.
Hey, Owen, can I?
I guess I don't have any.
They're definitely going to make us watch it. I'll see you all. We'll see you all next week for the Kissing Booth. So damn hard. Yeah, you're so damn hard.